papa.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montréal.
Le palier d'alerte de votre région ou d'une région à proximité est rouge. Afin de limiter la propagation de la COVID-19, les rassemblements d'amis ou de familles dans les résidences et cours privés sont interdits. Les déplacements entre régions sont à éviter et les déplacements vers les zones jaunes sont interdits. De plus, il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 21h30 et 5h le matin. Visitez québec.ca/coronavirus pour connaître les mesures en place. Respectez toutes les règles, tout le temps, sans exception. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont-Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, playing for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get tonight's program started off, here is Morris Lane playing B.O. Plenty's Return. Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial is 9:03 p.m. You're listening to Hotel Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap, if you were caught in mid-track, that was Morris Lane playing B.O. Plenty's Return. I guess what kind of drew me to that track was I thought that the track was, I'm not exactly sure, but I think it was a reference to one of the villains or kind of reformed characters who came out of the Dick Tracy comics. B.O. Plenty was, I think he was like a hillbilly kind of figure, you know, dirt poor and such, but also was a kind of a crook at times, but also kind of reformed later on in the comics, you know, to help Dick Tracy in his crime solving capers. So I think that's what kind of drew me to the track and said, oh, this must be something interesting. So I listened to it. It's a really cool jump blues number. I'm sure you all agree. Now, for this week's program, we've got a lot of awesome blues hits, associates, and affiliates for you. So to keep the tunes rolling, without further ado, here is a tune from the South, from New Orleans. Here's Dave Bartholomew playing Who Drank My Beer While I Was in the Rear. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
I stroll into this barroom with my pipes as dry as chalk. I bought myself a beer, then I had to take a walk. While I was gone, some no good John had drank up my last dime. I never thought a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Please tell me somebody. Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction. A bit on Jesse evaporator, scoot off like a fly. It ain't got legs to walk away, which proves that there's a guy. One of you fellas at the bar who drank a beer for free. Be honest with me, boys, point the buzzard out to me. Who drank my beer? Who? While I was in the rim. Point out that lowdown moocher. I'm gonna dislocate his future. As far back as my memory goes, I've been a friend to man. When one was down and I was around, I'd lend a helping hand. Want one of you gents with good intent, please do the same for me. Replace my beer so I'll still love and trust humanity. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction. Thank you.
lake down and saw Mr. Beals. He had his whole family there, where she rang me, said, "Thousand you be dead." He said to him, "Oh, doctor, you might well be your pill. But when I get to a distant country, the farmers can't pay their bills, you won't have no home. You won't have no home. Well, I'm going back to Texas, where I was bred and born. I'm going to leave Georgia, but Georgia ain't none of my home. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Oh, he was dead as a bum. Tom, I wish you well. Tom said to the people, yes, but I wish you did. Start to leave my home on account of you. Well, we were dead from war. I'm your bosom friend. Ever since I've been in this country, cotton broke to 35. Said, you ought to train my name. You ought to train my name. Oh, we were dead from war. As you please, but if you don't raise no cotton, I'll eat up all of your beef. You'll have to sell your home or pay your debt. We will sell the farm. You might think I'm telling a tale, but when you come to find out, you'll be arrested and put in jail. You can't pay your fine. You can't pay your fine. Said the high sheriff one day, riding in an automobile. He said, "When I get through this cotton field, I'm gonna focus every one of your wheels. You'll have to ride on the rim. You'll have to ride on the rim." Well, the people said, "Jerry, you can do just as you please. But when I get through this country, you'll be calling on your knees. You're going to be in the rain. Next time I saw Mr. Weaver, he had his whole family there. What you reckon he said? How did you be dead? Dead to all doctors. Might well be your kill. But when I get to this country, the farmers can't pay their bills. They won't have no home. They won't have no home."
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:12 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Roy Hawkins in a bit of a distorted, that I have to admit, recording, but a really good one nevertheless. His recording of West Coast Express. From whom you just recently heard, you heard from Buster Buzz Ezel playing Boll Weevil. For those of you who don't know, a Boll Weevil is apparently a kind of bug that likes to eat cotton, and it is quite devastating to a lot of cotton farmers. Now, to keep the tunes rolling without further ado, here's Eddie Taylor playing Jackson Town. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Your ways I do despise. you, baby, on each and every day. I'm gonna think about you, baby, on each and every day. I'm gonna buy you, darling,
itching like a man on the foot of a tree. My friends say I might get the wildest bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. My hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Well, now please don't ask what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I'm a feeling fine. When I'm with a girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. She took my hand, oh, she like a, her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all sugar. Well, now please don't ask what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I'm feeling fine. When I'm with a girl that I love the best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. She touched my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all sugar. I'm all love. Feeling fine when I'm with a girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death. She took my hand, what she like on? My lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all sugar.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:23 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard, and that's it as always. Two tracks ago, you heard from Otis Blackwell playing All Shook Up. If you haven't heard of Otis Blackwell before, you might be wondering why are you playing a rock and roll track here on a blues radio program. Well, particularly because Otis Blackwell has a very important part in the history of rock and roll and as well as the blues, being one of the big crossover blues to rock and roll acts of the era of the 50s and of all time, I'd like to think. You know, even if you haven't heard of him, you've definitely heard of a lot of his compositions. For example, Fever, Great Balls of Fire, Return to Sender, those songs that were famously recorded by other artists, Fever by Little Willie John, Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis, Return to Sender by, of course, Elvis Presley, those were all written by him, or at least co-written by him. So he has a big role, not just as a performer here in this history of music and popular music in North America, but also the blues and rock and roll as well. A very important role, not just as an artist, but also as a really distinguished composer. And of course, from whom you just recently heard, that was Rosalie Hill playing Rolled and Tumbled, recorded live. Now, coming up next, I got a number for you that is scandalous, super dangerous. So dangerous, in fact, the FBI actually called the record company, Parrot Records, and told them you cannot release this record, and you have to take this record off the shelves right away. In fact, this number is so dangerous that the federal government tried to get this number shut down. But it's, of course, from a very political and awesome blues artist. Of course, I'm talking about J.B. Lenoir. Of course, having written songs like Alabama and all the Alabama Blues, that is, and other political songs, one of the ones that got him in real hot water was Eisenhower Blues. In this tune, he criticizes the Eisenhower administration for, even though it's very much outward foreign policy outlook approach to things, their inability to address some of the fundamental concerns of America of the day, including poverty, a lack of jobs, basically the same issues that we're dealing with today in North America as a whole. So hear this tune that was so scandalous that Parrot Records had to pull it off the shelves and rename the track, I think, to they had to rename the track. I'm not sure what they renamed it to, but this is Eisenhower Blues, the tune that the FBI and the federal government tried to get off the air and get off record store shelves. So hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Hey everybody, I'm just talking to you. True, I got them Eisenhower Blues. Thinking about me and you, what on earth are we gonna do? My money's gone, my fun is gone. Some clothes, she needs some shoes, people is I don't know what is I'm gonna do.
Thank you.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:34 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Before I recap the tracks, a little bit of a correction. I don't know if I misspoke or not, but I'm just going to clarify here and now. J.B. Lenoir's record label that recorded and released Eisenhower Blues, I think I might have said Peacock Records, but what I meant to say was Parrot Records, as in the bird, as in the mic's cutting out here and in and out all funky like. I'm talking about the bird that actually has talks and stuff. A parrot, not a peacock. Once again, super sorry about that. If I did say that, I'm not sure. But just to set the record straight, you know, because it's always important on this program about setting the record straight. So that was Eisenhower Blues, recorded on the Parrot record label and formerly threatened by the FBI and the U.S. government to be taken off the shelves and radio play. And two tracks ago, you heard from Eddie Kirkland in a duo with John Lee Hooker playing It's Time for Lovin' to Be Done. And from whom you just recently heard, that was Charles Cow Cow Davenport playing Chimes Blues. I'm sure you figure out why it was called Chimes Blues, especially with those really high notes that were kind of glistening up on top of the really heavy rhythm section bit that he's doing with his left hand there. Now, coming up next. As you may know, we have had a loss in the music community, and particularly an important blues affiliate, associate, and a key figure in gospel music and generally popular music in North America. Of course, I'm talking about the passing of Purvis Staples, who passed away, unfortunately, the 13th of this month. And he was one of the founding members of the Staple Singers, you know, one of the most important gospel groups of all time, I think, and one of the most successful popular music groups of all time as well, a big staple, as it were, on the Stax record label. So in commemoration of him, we're going to be playing one of the original Staple Singers' songs before he left the group. This is the Staple Singers and their number, Don't Knock. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
The door's wide open, waiting for you, so you don't knock. You just walk on in.
I'm a walk-wise winding road.
Oh, yeah.
Short to read this slow.
Oh, yeah.
Travel both night and day.
Oh, yeah.
So tired, could hardly pray.
Yeah.
She is my light, my guide.
Oh, yeah.
Ever by my side.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm walking, not knocking into heaven with pride.
The door's wide open, waiting for you, so you don't knock. You just walk on in.
I have no need to fear.
Oh, yeah.
He is ever near.
Oh, yeah.
He'll know my work was true.
Oh, yeah.
So glad the day is through.
Yeah.
He wasn't for me to stay.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't think I'd make my way.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm walking, not knocking into heaven. Goodbye.
Just walk on in.
We'll be right back. tears I cried hanging to this thing, when I know all the heartache it will bring. You pushed me away, said I'm no blame. Lord, I need something different, I need a change. Yeah, yeah. So many tears I cried trying to make this last, when I know what we had was in the past. Lord, you want it, and now you got it. Finally set you free at last. Hey. Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:46 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks, from two tracks ago, we heard from Homemade Jams playing So Many Tears, a sibling trio based out of Tupelo, Mississippi, who are actually recording for a Canadian label. I think the label is called Northern Blues Music. They signed way back in 2008, I think, with their debut, and they had their debut album, Pay Me No Mind. So really cool group right there from whom you've just heard. And from whom the last track you just recently heard immediately. That was El Hajj Abdullah Rashid Ahmed, formerly known as Lynn Hope. And that was their saxophone number titled Blow Lynn Blow. Some real nice sleazy, you know, not too over the top and nice chill, like I like to think. But quick, with the quick beat to it. Jump Blues, their number for you. Now, coming up next, we got a birthday here for you, a blues birthday, and of course, it's a very important blues musician, very important indeed. This person is one of the top blues musicians responsible for expanding the genre of what the blues means and what kind of sounds you could incorporate it, influencing, of course, bringing the likes of world music into the blues medium and incorporating into a very, very interesting mix. And of course, one heck of a musician, one heck of a singer, one heck of a harp player, and one heck of a guitar player as well. Of course, I am talking about Taj Mahal, whose birthday is on May 17th, the day today that I'm recording this program, but you'll be listening to it the day after on May 18th. But it was his birthday on May 17th. And today we wish to say happy birthday, Taj Mahal, from all your friends and folks and listeners at CKUT. So without further ado, to honor Taj Mahal and his great musical contributions on his special day, here's Taj Mahal's number, The Cuckoo. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
A holler cuckoo until the folks there. We've been years since I've been gone. I put a little girl, you know, with a red dress on. Get up now and I want you to send me Joan. Get up now and I want you to send me Joan. J-Boy was said, you know, a bunch of wine. 18 miles up above the sky. Enough to make you know I'm going to cry. The M saying, won't you send me Joan? The M saying, well, won't you send me Joan? I need more need, you know, the judgment Joe. Some old woman who done stole my yo. Get up there, send me Joan. Get up there, send me Joan. That bobbing the bobbing, you know, the big belly den. He ain't more meat, you know, the force go men. He ain't a car, you know, he ain't a cab. He ain't to put your black lord in a egg. Get up there, now won't you send me Joan. Get up there, send me Joan. Oh, bobbing the bobbing, you know, the big belly den. Ain't no me in the force, go me and I look. Don't you be no equaloo. Find out why don't you get in the mood. Do just like you used to do. Oh, jive me, baby, like you used to do. Jive and jump, you know the jump and jive. I get my kick, baby, on the mellow side. Help, help. Nothing but a solid jive. Oh, baby. Nothing but a solid jive. I mean, jam, jam, jump, there's a jumping jive. I get my kicks on the mellow side.
$6 million. Now I'm broke. taking all my money, y'all. It done broke me, y'all. I don't even have a happy home, y'all. And Riverboat done made me lost my mind. I gotta get out of here, y'all.
Welcome back. The time round about now on your dial should read 9:59 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from... We heard Jumpin' Jive by Will Shaden, from whom you just recently heard, we heard Riverboat by Demetria Taylor. Now, for those of you not in the know, that number, the Demetria Taylor number, was taken off of the 65th anniversary tribute album towards Delmark Records. And it is in that spirit we the folks here at Hotel the Blues and CKUT, are quite sad and are in remembrance of one of the key figures of the blues who also passed away this week. Of course, I'm talking about Bob Coster. Now, you may have never heard Bob Coster sing. You may have never heard him pick up a guitar or play a harp, but I'm sure you've heard his records. Bob Coster was the founder of Delmark Records, the record label that last track was commemorating in the bigger album that it was in. So for those of you who don't know, Delmark Records carried some of the biggest blues names of the day, particularly during a time where blues artists weren't really that well picked up or received on regular radio. So in part, this record label was extremely important in the blues revival scene. You know, it's up there with Arhooly Records and stuff. Because of this label, we managed to get some of our I guess most prized recordings of big blues artists like Junior Wells, Robert Nighthawk, whom you're going to hear from, who you're going to hear him play in a few seconds. So he's a really important figure, and in fact, this guy also influenced a number of other record labels. For example, if you look at Bruce Iglauer and Alligator Records, Bruce Iglauer, in his biography, talks about getting his start, you know, working at Bob Coster's record shop, you know, and sitting in on some of the Delmark sessions, getting a feel for how these sessions work, and kind of building the technical building blocks and skills for how he would later run Alligator Records and put out those seminal records years later on down the road. So as you can see, Bob Coster's influence in the blues, though he may never have picked up or recorded himself playing a guitar or playing a harmonica or even singing, he did have...